KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 8 degrees above zero. We look forward to be sunny here today, a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Two police officers were assaulted in Clarinda Tuesday night after responding to a domestic disturbance. Police Chief Keith Brothers said at about 9.05 p.m., officers responded to a 911 call concerning a domestic disturbance taking place at Lot 29 in the Maplewood Trailer Court. The female caller reported her husband was out of control and the female resident needed help from police. The male resident, 52-year-old Ricky Dean Harrison of Clarinda, allegedly kicked one of the officers in the leg and kicked another officer in the stomach. Afterward, one of the officers deployed a taser device on Harrison, who was subsequently taken into custody and charged with assault on a peace officer and resisting arrest. The officers were not injured during the altercation. Harrison was booked into the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an initial court appearance before the Page County Magistrate. The Page County Attorney's Office will review the incident for the filing of formal charges. News time is 8:01.
Robinson True Value in Atlantic understands that every penny counts during the holiday season, so they have many Christmas specials that you don't want to miss. A 4-quart slow cooker at $16.97, a 2-piece saute pan combo with non-stick ceramic cooking surface for only $19.99, 4-cup Mr. Coffee coffee maker $10.99, 12-volt tire inflator with gauge $7.99, 18-inch cantilever organizer only $14.99, and too many more to mention. So stop down today and take advantage of these specials why supplies last at Robinson True Value in beautiful downtown Atlantic.
Authorities in Red Oak report the arrest earlier this morning of a Clarinda man. 19-year-old Christian Lane Clark Latham was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 1:45 a.m. near the intersection of West Maple and North Broadway Streets in Red Oak. An investigation determined that Latham was driving with a revoked license. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000. Cash bond. The governor has filled a judgeship opening in Iowa's 5th Judicial District. The office of Governor Terry Branstad said Wednesday that he selected Jeffrey Farrell to become a district court judge. Counties in the 5th District include Adair, Adams, Clark, Dallas, Decatur, Guthrie, Jasper, Lucas, Madison, Marion, Polk, Ringgold, Taylor, Union, Warren, and Wayne. Now, Farrell is the chief administrative law judge of the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals. He received his law degree from the University of Iowa College of Law. Farrell fills the vacancy created by the appointment of Judge Christopher McDonald to the Iowa Court of Appeals. A Department of Justice legal counsel said she consulted regularly with a U.S. attorney about disciplinary problems involving a former prosecutor who is now alleging she was the victim of discrimination. The Sioux City Journal reports Kimya Jones, an assistant general counsel at the general counsel's office, testified Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Jones said she consulted regularly with then-U.S. attorney Stephanie Rose and Teresa Bauman, who was the first assistant U.S. attorney and prosecutor about prosecutor Martha Page. Rose is now a federal judge. After increasing discipline and forced move from Sioux City to Cedar Rapids, Page was fired. Page alleges that Rose discriminated against her because of her mental and physical conditions. She also alleges Rose discriminated against older employees. The trial is expected to conclude today. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday passed a resolution approving the purchase of property across the street from the courthouse. Auditor Dale Sunderman.
Whereas the Cass County Communication Center needs to expand the area of its facility in order to comply with state regulations. Whereas there is no available space for expansion within the courthouse or courthouse annex. And whereas the property at 707 Poplar Street, Atlantic, Iowa, located on a block directly across from the courthouse block, has come available for purchase. And whereas the Board of Supervisors believe it is in the best interest of the county to purchase said property for future expansion, now therefore it is hereby resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Cass County, Iowa, as follows. Section 1. The Cass County Board of Supervisors hereby approves the purchase of the property located at 707 Poplar Street for the sum of $370,000.
The payments will be made in installments. The building is currently owned and occupied by the Cambridge Law Firm. The board Wednesday also passed a resolution setting the date for a public hearing on the lease of the building for a term of more than 3 years. The hearing will take place 9 a.m. December 18th in the supervisor's boardroom at the courthouse. Work on the building will likely not begin for at least 3 to 4 months. It remains to be determined determine whether the lower level of the Cambridge building will be used for a new 911 center or the offices of the county assessor and engineer. Moving those offices would likely open up enough space for an expansion of the current communication center on the lower level of the courthouse. Cass County E911 Director Rob Coppert said Al Pavandra with Carlson West and Pavandra Architects in Omaha stopped by last week to conduct an initial assessment of the lower level of the courthouse to determine the cost effectiveness of using that section exclusively for the 911 communications center. Coppert said that Pavandra had some concerns with the engineer space.
His concerns are the room that had the plumbing issues or where we had that pipe break, what was it, a couple of years ago, that had to be replaced. There's a lot of low pipes in there, and he is not really, I guess, enthused with putting anything of value under that space or in that space. It possibly would be a relocated location for the restroom. The restroom that is down there is in the middle of everything. It is not, and anything we do is going to have to make it ADA compliant, and nothing down there is ADA compliant.
Coppert said another concern is with regard to windows in the lower level of the courthouse.
There'd have to be something that is going to have to be done with the windows to make them, one, so that we have the security where people can't look in and possibly see things that of our Iowa system value, or things that we have to follow the FBI and criminal justice security guidelines, and that requires them not to be able to see certain things.
Some type of shuttering to prevent severe weather damage would also be needed, according to Coppert. Up to 11 windows may need to be treated, but whatever is put in place must also meet the requirements of the National Historic Registry, because the courthouse is listed on that registry. Al Pavandra had previously mentioned whatever renovations are done to the building won't come cheap because the building is constructed so well. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved the appointment of a deputy sheriff, thereby increasing the number of deputies by one. Sheriff Darby McLaren announced the new hire, who will begin his duties immediately.
I'd like to introduce Tyler Shields. As many of you know, we've been going through a hiring process for a deputy. He would be my choice to take that appointment if it is okay with the board and they approve it. Tyler's got 2.5 years experience in law enforcement. He is certified, 23 years old.
Shields was recently released from his duties with the West Des Moines Police Department so he could accept the position in Cass County, and he took a few moments yesterday to address the board about his background.
I'm originally from Urbandale. I came from the West Des Moines Police Department. Background of college, graduated from DMAC and finishing up my bachelor's from Upper Iowa right now. Been in the military since 2009. My girlfriend's family's from back here, so this is an opportunity to come back here and work for outstanding law enforcement agency, and that's why I chose Cass County, and just extremely excited to get started.
The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reported yesterday that a pipe replacement project under 2000th Street has been completed, and that road has since reopened. It had been closed since November the 18th. The culvert was located in the 900 block of 2000th Street, just west of Hazel Road and 2000th. The closure met the approximate schedule of 3 weeks to finish that project. And the 2013 Iowa Land Value Survey says farmland values rose 5.1% from last year, setting another record. A new survey shows farmland values rose to more than $8,700 an acre. It was the fourth year in a row that farmland values rose in the Iowa State University survey of nearly 500 real estate experts. Last year's figure was nearly $8,300 an acre. Despite the new high, some of the experts say the values may be eroding. Land demand could slow because Iowa farmers are concerned about lower commodity prices and a proposed rollback in the mandate for corn-based ethanol. There's also uncertainty over interest rates and over the prospects for a new farm bill. Taking a look at world headlines, the slavery epic 12 Years a Slave and the con artist caper American Hustle are the top movie nominees for the Golden Globe Awards. They each have 7 nominations. Also recognized is the father and son road trip movie called Nebraska with 5 nominations, including Best Actor and nod for Bruce Dern. The government is out with 2 key pieces of economic data this morning. The Commerce Department said retail sales rose 0.7% in November, the biggest gain in 5 months. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says the number of people applying for jobless benefits rose 68,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 368,000. That's the largest increase in more than a year. The airline industry is expecting record profits next year. The International Air Transport Association forecasts a profit of $19.7 billion, well above the $12.9 billion expected this year and the $7.4 billion made in 2012. It says falling jet fuel prices, rising travel demand, and cost-cutting are all contributing to a better outlook. Newstime is 8:10.
Robinson True Value in Atlantic understands that every penny counts during the holiday season, so they have many Christmas specials that you don't want to miss. A 4-quart slow cooker at $16.97, a 2-piece saute pan combo with non-stick ceramic cooking surface for only $19.99, 4-cup Mr. Coffee coffee maker $10.99, 12-volt tire inflator with gauge $7.99, 18-inch cantilever organizer only $14.99, and too many more to mention. So stop down today and take advantage of these specials while supplies last at Robinson True Value in beautiful downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Arlene Christensen, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Arlene Christensen will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Clayton, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Donald Clayton will be held today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Anna Marie Henkelman, age 71, of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Henkelman will be this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Elaine Wiedemeyer, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Elaine Wiedemeyer will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Delabelle Deb Herbert, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Deb Herbert will be today at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rita Briggs, age 88, of Audubon, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Briggs will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Doris Wright, age 90, of Stewart, died December 4th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Doris Wright will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jean Boffman, age 86, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Jean Boffman will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Erzinger, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Erzinger will be Friday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Raymond Howard, age 82, who's formerly of Menlo, died Monday in Arkansas. Funeral services for Raymond Howard will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church, with the Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.